here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's September the 23rd, 2010. It's the first day of fall, the autumnal equinox, when the sun is directly above the equator and the length of day and night are nearly equal. It actually began last night at 11:09 on the East Coast. On this day in 1852, Leo Tolstoy, 24 years old, wrote in his diary, "Went for a ride with the dogs, had a dull time, slept, killed a pheasant, considered the scheme of my novel, and began to write the same. Must make an effort to overcome indolence." It's the birthday of the dramatic poet Euripides, born in 480 BC, who was made fun of by other writers at the time because Euripides liked solitude. He liked to go off in a cave and write, a cave that was discovered by archaeologists in 1997. Solitude was not something that was valued at the time, but his tragedies, Medea, the Bacchae, Alcestis, remain popular to this day. It's the birthday of Jerry B. Jenkins, born in Kalamazoo, Michigan, 1949, who, along with Tim LaHaye, an evangelical preacher, wrote the series of 15 novels in the Left Behind series about the rapture, which were all huge bestsellers. It's the birthday of Bruce Springsteen, born Freehold, New Jersey, 1949. His father did odd jobs. His mother worked as a secretary. The boy didn't do well in school, didn't seem to have much ambition. Then one day he saw Elvis Presley on TV, and he scraped together $18 to buy a secondhand guitar. By the time he was 14, he was playing in local bands with names like the Rogues, the Castiles, the Steel Mill, Dr. Zoom, and the Sonic Boom. Played at parties and firemen's balls, trailer parks, prisons, state mental hospitals, a rollerdrome, even a shopping center parking lot. And his first album in 1973, Greetings from Asbury Park, was a huge hit. And it was on this day in 1806 that the Lewis and Clark expedition returned to St. Louis 2.5 years after they had left. The population of St. Louis was about 1,000 at the time, and almost all of them were standing on the riverbank, cheering to greet Lewis and Clark when they paddled down. Here's a poem for today by Richard Newman, entitled Home. I like my hometown more the longer I'm away. Memories like trick candles flicker as I pull in. The longer I've been away, the less I recognize. Stars flicker as I pull in. Where are the woods and fields? I barely recognize the stars. Home is where my boyhood woods and fields now offer beautiful new homes. Home is where they said, leave now so we might miss you someday. The beautiful new homes say, we're better off since you left. We might miss you someday. Yes, that would be my wish. Home is where they're better off since you left. Blow into town and blow right out. Yes, that would be my wish, that I liked my hometown more. Blow through town. Blow out memories like trick candles. Home, a poem by Richard Newman from his collection Domestic Fugues, published by Steel Toe Books and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. And by Gather.com, the social network where people can make new friends who share their interests. You can meet people talking about writing and literature at writing.gather.com. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vedder. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.